A woeful winter is coming, but I think a lot of players are not really prepared for it. This is the MCOCME podcast, and I'm your host, Zach Rossi. Now, yesterday I missed the live stream that was unveiling some new endgame content, or rather Everest content, that is on the horizon. Specifically, the Winter of Woe. Now, if you rewind the clock a couple years ago, we had the Summer of Pain. Now we have the Winter of Woe, which means at some point we're going to have a possible fall and a spring of some sort of pain and torment, but that remains to be seen and decided. But what's interesting is I was watching this video that Professor Hoff has, and, you know, it's pretty much him explaining what this event is going to be about, you know, the calendar of fights, all that kind of stuff. So it's pretty much the same thing of, rather the same structure that Eternity of Pain had, except this time it's going to cost like a little bit of energy. I don't really care. I mean, yeah, you know, it's 5 per node. I think that's a little annoying. There shouldn't really be kind of like an energy cost for this thing, but I digress. But if you're kind of breaking this whole thing down, it's, you know, each season will last for 3 months with one fight every 2 weeks. Like I said, there's an energy cost. Final month is all 4 previous fights plus 2 new fights. And the first 4 fights will have 2 Paragon objectives and 1 Valiant objective. Now, if you are not a Valiant player, I would assume that that will not apply to you, because I am a Paragon player, so I think my Valiant objective will not make any sort of dent in my account. But here's the big thing where I'm a little concerned about the status of Paragon players, and should they even try to get their asses into this piece of content. There is a, on his video here, I'm looking at it right now, there is a screenshot of the Paragon rewards versus the Valiant rewards. Now, there are some things that are the same, some things that are different, and they're different in a way where you kind of have to decide for yourself if this is for you or not. One of the new things they're adding in here are 6-star generic stone, or sorry, 7-star generic stones. And the cool thing with that is, you know, if you have a couple of awakened, 7-star champions, maybe you can start, you know, adding some levels to them and trying to, you know, get their, you know, their Astig ability up, because it is not really, we can't really do that just yet. You get a deathless piece, no matter what, that's cool. Titan Crystals, if you're down for that, 7-star shards, great. Tier 2 Primordial Dust, that's cool as well. Abyss Nexus Crystal, cool. 6-star shards, 6-star generic stones, great, cool. But the big thing that I'm looking at right now is that Tier 4 Alpha Fragment. If you're really like, if you have a 7-star rank 2 champion and you're really trying to get that Valiant title, once again, this is not going to be an automatic ascension, not ascension in terms of like ascension dust, but this will be you're going to get kind of a piece of the puzzle, if you will, because you only get 28,500 of a tier 4 alpha versus if you are Valiant, you get 85,500. So I think that's a full piece. And then the Paragon is a half a piece, which, look, I don't mind a difficult piece of content, but, you know, for fuck's sake here, let's just at least give me something that is a little bit worthwhile to what I'm trying to obtain or attain in terms of moving upward. Like, okay, cool, I get half a fragment, but still I got to find the other half of those fragments and I got to find more of them. So, you know, with 8.4 incoming as well, with the Winter of Woe, I mean, yes, you'll probably end up maybe doubling up on rewards and stuff like that. But here's the thing. This does kind of change the economy of the game a little bit. But it also really shows, number one, the encouragement to ascend to a Valiant status. But you're going to kind of have a little bit of a tough time doing that. Now, I'm not saying that you totally have to hedge your bets on the Winter of Woe. If you are willing enough, you could jump right back into the Necropolis if you haven't explored the whole thing and go through all of that and get those juicy rewards, which I believe there is a, if I am correct here, let me just pull this up as I'm talking about it in real time. If I'm looking at what the Necropolis rewards give you, in terms of a full-on exploration, yeah, you're going to get yourself a generic 2-3 for a 7-star. And here's a cool thing. I think that piece of content is going to make you a better player. I'm not sure what the Winter of Woe is going to look like, but if you find yourself getting frustrated on the Winter of Woe, if that is not something that you want to really spend your units on, then by all means, I would jump back into the Necropolis with a, you know, really healthy roster with some skill sets that you've acquired and also with some guides out there to kind of make your life a lot easier and get after that. Now, if you have done all the exploration, you're probably Valiant at this point. So congratulations, well done. But if you are not, if you are like me and, you know, thousands of other players that are trying to, you know, get their way into the Valiant category, you're going to have a very interesting decision here, which is, do you want to do the Necropolis exploration or do you want to do the Winter of Woe for the rewards? I think if you kind of maybe balance a little bit of both, you could do it, but I don't really encourage that just because I think, I don't know, it's, you're going to have your chance. I mean, the Necropolis does take a little bit of time versus the Winter of Woe, which is only on a certain time frame. So obviously one is a permanent piece of content, the other one is a temporary piece of content. But I'm going to say the same things I've always said on this show. If you are at a point with your account where you can kind of just bypass things, if it's not really going to benefit your account, if you want to do it for fun, for the social media posting, for all that good stuff, then by all means, go ahead and do it. But it's funny with the Winter of Woe and the time frame of when the Necropolis dropped, because you, like you said, the Necropolis dropped in November. This is going to drop this month, February. So that's November, December, January, February, a 4-month span right there. But I do know a lot of players that have not fully explored the Necropolis, or maybe they're doing it right now and wrapping it up and they have already gotten everything that they need to become Valiant. So Winter of Woe may or may not appeal to them. But then again, there is a player out there that is saying to themselves, hey, the Winter of Woe rewards might really benefit my account. Maybe I don't even have a Titan Crystal yet. Maybe I'm still kind of lacking in my 7-star roster. Maybe I could use, you know, some basic and alpha catalyst. Maybe a Nexus Crystal would look really good and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, maybe if you're trying to hunt for that Deathless piece, for that, you know, Deathless King group, then by all means, go for it. But this is a point in the game where I think a lot of players are going to have choices. And the choice is simply what benefits you, your skill set, and your account. Now, if you want to jump into the Winter of Woe, like I said, it's on a time frame, so, you know, do it accordingly. But also, we're going to have Act 8.4 dropping as well. I think maybe a little while here, but either way, I mean, you could still position yourself to get something. I know that kind of what I'm saying might be a little bit sort of, not confusing, but I might be kind of like doubling back on things that I'm saying here. But the point is this, just to kind of wrap this up. Go look at the Winter of Woe rewards. Go check out Professor Hoff's Summer of Pain 2.0 video. And it will explain everything better than probably I'm explaining here. But you have a choice as a player. You can either go back into the Necropolis, explore that whole thing, and get yourself Valiant, you know, sooner than later. Or you could jump into this Winter of Woe, you know, piece of content that will come. I believe it's on February. Let me see here. They were saying the date on it. I got to kind of pull this back up. Maybe I missed it. I know it's coming like this month, but I think it's going to, here it is. It's going to start February 7th is the first fight. So that's in about 4 days. So that's up to you, whatever you want to do. And then from there, you can decide if you want to sort of piecemeal this whole thing, or if you just simply want to jump into a higher difficulty piece of content that's going to require you to have a certain collection of champions and get after it. Or you could just not do any of those. Maybe you can wait for Act 8.4, you know, accumulate some units and some potions and revives and shoot your shot there. Either way, you have a bunch of different options right now if you are in this Paragon Purgatory and you're trying to ascend. But like I said, the choice is yours. Do whatever you feel is right for your skill set and for your account. Because at the end of the day, that is what matters. And also, I believe if one thing's not working, go try the next ones. It's that simple. And also, you know, try things out before you do them. There's plenty of guides, like I was saying earlier, online. There's a lot more Necropolis guides now than there was a couple of months ago. So use those. Go out there and make yourself known in the community, if you will. If you're, you know, trying to figure out some questions and stuff like that, just, you know, feel free to ask anybody. It's a very helpful community to be a part of. And just, you know, happy hunting and good luck out there. Do whatever you can to make your account grow. You don't want to stay the same, but growth is good. Go for that horizontal growth rather than, go for that vertical growth rather than that horizontal growth for your account, if you will. But you have options here on the table, so don't feel like you are bogged down. Just try to find the piece of content and the rewards that are going to best suit what you need. And when this comes out, give it a shot, see what happens. But if it's not for you, guess what? You can either go back to something or you can wait for something to come down the line. But that's it for me today, and I will talk to you all later on the MCO CME podcast.